To understand interference and diffraction patterns, it is important to understand path difference and coherence. Interference happens when any two waves are superimposed on one another. But in most cases, this creates a very messy wave pattern. To see a clear interference pattern, we need two waves that are coherent. Coherent means that the two waves must have the same frequency and wavelength, and have a fixed phase relation. Usually this fixed phase relation is zero. The path difference between the two waves is the difference in length traveled by the waves to get to a certain point. For two coherent wave sources, if the path difference is a multiple of the wavelength, the waves will be in phase and we will see constructive interference. If the path difference is a whole number plus a half lambda, the waves will be exactly out of phase and we will see destructive interference. Standing waves are important physical concepts.
They can be created when a wave interferes with its reflection.
A standing wave is formed when two progressive waves, each with the same frequency and wavelength and moving in opposite directions, interfere with one another. This creates a wave that doesn't transfer energy from one place to another.
Nodes are points on a standing wave that have zero amplitude. Having zero amplitude means that they are stationary. Antinodes are points on a standing wave with maximum amplitude. They oscillate from the furthest point upwards to the furthest point downwards. Standing waves can only have certain frequencies. These frequencies are called resonant frequencies. Each resonant frequency is called a harmonic.
Resonant frequencies happen when the distance between the two fixed ends is an integer multiple of half wavelengths. The first resonant frequency is called the first harmonic. It happens when the distance between the two fixed ends is exactly half a wavelength. It has two nodes and one antinode.
The first harmonic is also known as the fundamental.
The second resonant frequency is called the second harmonic, which occurs when the distance between the two fixed ends is exactly one wavelength.
The second harmonic has a frequency twice as big as the first harmonic.
It has three nodes and two antinodes.
The third resonant frequency is called the third harmonic.
It happens when the distance between the two fixed ends is exactly 1.5 wavelengths.
The third harmonic has a frequency three times as big as the first harmonic.
It has four nodes and three antinodes.
Beating is a phenomenon which occurs due to the superposition of two waves with similar but not equal frequency.
The wave resulting from the superposition of two similar frequency waves has a frequency that is the average of the two.
We can determine the beat frequency by adding two waves together mathematically. Say we have two waves with amplitudes x1 and x2.
The superposition of these two waves is simply the addition of their amplitudes x1 plus x2.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!